Blackstone Audio presents Quantum Man, Richard Feynman's Life and Science, by Lawrence M. Krauss. Reality must take precedence over public relations, for nature cannot be fooled. Richard P. Feynman, 1918-1988. Introduction. I find physics is a wonderful subject. We know so very much, and then subsume it into so very few equations that we can say we know very little. Richard Feynman, 1947. It is often hard to disentangle reality from imagination when it comes to childhood memories, but I have a distinct recollection of the first time I thought that being a physicist might actually be exciting. As a child, I had been fascinated with science, but the science I had studied was always removed from me by at least a half century. And thus it hovered very close to history. The fact that not all of nature's mysteries had been solved was not yet firmly planted in my mind. The epiphany occurred while I was attending a high school summer program on science. I don't know if I appeared bored or not, but my teacher, following our regularly scheduled lesson, gave me a book titled The Character of Physical Law by Richard Feynman and told me to read the chapter on the distinction between past and future. It was my first contact with the notion of entropy and disorder, and like many people before me, including the great physicists Ludwig Boltzmann and Paul Ehrenfest, who killed themselves after devoting much of their careers to developing this subject, it left me befuddled and frustrated. How the world changes as one goes from considering simple problems involving two objects like the Earth and the Moon to a system involving many particles, like the gas molecules in the room in which I...